Goodbye from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harrob. Rainbow crosswalks in the Montrose area have officially been removed. Metro reported to City Council member Abby Kamen that equipment was moved in last night and the removal began this morning. The equipment was at the intersection of Westheimer and Taft. The work is being carried out by Metro, a transportation agency tasked with taking care of streets in Houston and the county. The removal comes as a directive from the governor to remove political messages off of Texas roadways. Thousands of protesters marched to Houston City Hall on Saturday as part of the nationwide No Kings protest. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson was there and spoke to demonstrators.
Thousands of Houstonians stood in the sun in downtown Houston, all in opposition to the Trump administration's policies. It was one of dozens of No Kings protests in Texas, and a diverse group of nonviolent protesters showed up. Demonstrators spanned generations, from young children to grandparents, like retired Judge Terry Flanagan, who marched for his children and his grandchildren.
I would like for them to know that at least their grandfather pushed back to the extent that I could.
As many as 100 law enforcement officers stood on the sidelines monitoring the demonstration, which was nonviolent. In Houston, Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Early voting begins today on 17 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution. One of them, Proposition 3, would let judges deny bail to defendants charged with some of the most serious felonies. State Senator Joan Huffman of Houston is the author of the measure. She says it does not take away any other rights defendants would have at trial.
This doesn't take away any of the other rights that they would have for a trial, for the state to have to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just reserved for those that would be held pending trial. And I will say that many states have this exact same type of system.
Critics of Proposition 3 argue it would deny the presumption of innocence until proven guilty and worsen overcrowding in jails. For more news, head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harris.